I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A new survey shows that the belief in a duty to help refugees has dropped in the United States, with the least favorable group to refugees being white evangelicals. The survey showed that while 50% of Catholics felt a responsibility to help refugees, only 25% of white evangelicals did, which was also the same percentage of Republicans who felt a responsibility. 63% of black Protestants felt a duty to help, while with white Protestants that number dipped to 43%. Out of those with no religious affiliation, 65% felt that there is a responsibility to help refugees. Along party lines, the percentage of Republicans who felt the U.S. had a duty to help dropped lower, while the percentage of Democrats remained high at 74%. President Donald Trump has confirmed that a high-level North Korean official is traveling to New York to continue discussions on the summit between North Korea and the U.S. The official, Kim Yong-chol, is a former military intelligence chief who now is a vice chairman of the Central Committee of North Korea's ruling party. He is the highest-level official from the country to travel to the U.S. since 2000. Meanwhile, a team of American diplomats, led by Sung Kim, the former U.S. ambassador to Seoul, now the U.S. ambassador to Manila, and a top negotiator in past nuclear talks with North Korea, continue talks with their North Korean counterparts in preparation for the summit. Starbucks closed over 8,000 stores today to conduct anti-bias training. This day of training was announced after the arrest of two black men in a Starbucks in Philadelphia last month. Unconscious bias training is used by many businesses, police departments, and other organizations to tackle racism in the workplace by getting people to speak about their biases and stereotypes when interacting with people of color, gender, and other identities. Starbucks is working with the Perception Institute for the training. The institute has defined bias as attitudes, whether positive or negative, or stereotypes someone has towards a person or group without being consciously aware of it. Pope Francis criticized what he called a, quote, tragic and false division between religious ethics and the economic and financial sections of the economy. Speaking to business leaders, the Pope said that not only are the two compatible, but they are necessary for social advancement. The business leaders are members of the Santissimus Annus Pro Pontifice institution, which was in Rome this past weekend for an international convention for their 25th anniversary. The institution was founded by St. John Paul II in 1993 and aims to study and promote social Catholic teachings. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I was also in attendance and gave a keynote speech in which he criticized the widespread culture of consumerism and indifference and pushed for greater human development in an ever-growing globalized world. A man with a knife stabbed two police officers in Belgium, then stole their weapons and shot them and a bystander. All three were killed and the attacker was later killed by police. The man was a prisoner who had been granted a few hours' release yesterday, but never returned to jail. It's not entirely clear what the man was in prison for, but local media reports that he was a known drug offender. Motive for the attack is not yet known, however, officials said there are signs that it could be terror-related. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.